When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound came from heaven like the rush of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributed and resting on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. And they were amazed and wondered, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, today the church celebrates with great joy the Feast of Pentecost. It's the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the church. And the apostles are gathered and Our Lady's there, they're united in prayer. And the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit upon the church. And this is like the birth of the church. This is the third glorious mystery of the Rosary that we meditate upon, where the Holy Spirit comes down upon the church. And the Holy Spirit gives the church, the apostles and their friends, an amazing courage. They then go out from that moment on to evangelize the world, to take on the world, the flesh, and the devil with the gospel of Jesus, with His grace and His truth. The Holy Spirit inspires them mightily to proclaim the mighty works of the Lord and to lead people to follow Jesus. They dedicate their life to this mission. The Holy Spirit is driving them on. People have often said that the Pentecost celebration is a celebration of the birthday of the church. In a way it is, because the Holy Spirit brings forth the church into the world now. And the Holy Spirit is like the soul of the church. The church is kind of like a mystery in the world. Every one of us who are baptized are members of the church. We might say, where is the church? Well, we're all members of the church. Even Pope Francis is a member of the church. The saints are members of the church. So the church is a reality that exists that's much bigger and beyond ourselves. St. Augustine calls the church the mystical body of Christ in the world. The Holy Spirit is the soul of the church. It animates the church, gives it life and strength. I've often felt that if the church is failing in its mission, if it's weak in its mission of confronting the world with the gospel, of evangelizing all peoples, I would say it's because individual members of the church are not living by the Holy Spirit. And when the church is strong, when the mission of the church flourishes, it's because members of the church, you and I, are living by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our sanctifier and evangelizer. He sanctifies us and He evangelizes us. He leads the world to Jesus. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit leads people to Christ. Above all, it leads people to Christ. It moves people to Christ. So there are a lot of spirits in the world, and if something moves me away from Christ, that's not from God. That's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. It leads us to want to know Him and to love Him. It leads us to want to hear His word and follow Him. In my life, I think of the great transformation I underwent when I was a teenager. I was kind of like an agnostic. I've said this before. And my number one thing in life was rock music. Now, I don't think it's bad, but that's all I thought was the only thing that was important was rock music. I said that that was the center of life, rock and roll music. If I knew people who were suffering, I would say, well, they just need to listen to more rock music. And then the Holy Spirit moved me. It led me to seek Christ above all, and I began to read the Gospels up one side and down the other, to study the teachings in the Catechism, pray the Rosary, go to confession, go to Mass regularly. And that's been with me ever since. The Holy Spirit really moved me to Christ. The Holy Spirit leads us to want to allow Christ to have an effect on our lives. That's what we need. It's one thing to say we believe in Jesus. We say that by the Holy Spirit, but we have to let Christ shape our lives. We have to conform our lives to His. That's very important, because sometimes people today, they don't want to do that. They want to say, yeah, we believe in Jesus, but they don't want to abandon their sins or their doubts or their questions. They don't trust in Him. The Holy Spirit leads us to trust in Jesus, to trust that if we let Him be the Lord of our lives, then we're living life to the full. The Holy Spirit leads us to understand the mystery of the death and resurrection of Jesus. The death and resurrection of Jesus, His life, His mysteries, are the very center of human history. Human history finds its fulcrum, if you will, upon the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Its meaning. Humanity finds its meaning in Jesus. The Holy Spirit leads us to find our meaning in Jesus. You know, sometimes in our life's journey, we wonder where our life is going. We wonder, what is the story of our lives going to be? Is it a good thing or a sorrowful thing? Is it successful or a failure? But the Holy Spirit moves us to think differently. It moves us to see that the story of our lives is great to the degree that we are one with the Lord Jesus. So I have to see that my own greatness comes from Jesus and my relationship to Him. The Holy Spirit leads us to this new way of thinking. We got to think with the Holy Spirit to believe that our lives find their fullest experience of life when we are following the Lord Jesus and living by His mysteries. The Holy Spirit works in the sacraments of the Church, supremely in the Eucharist. That's what the Catechism says. Catholics have to be sacramental people. We have to live by the sacraments, beginning with baptism. Baptism is the beginning, and we've got to gift our children with this gift. And confession, regular confession, so that we can worthily receive the Eucharist. Confirmation, sacrament of holy matrimony, all the other sacraments, anointing of the sick, holy orders, and so on. We have to live a sacramental rhythm of life devoted to the Eucharist. You know, I've been a priest for 10 years. I just celebrated my 10th anniversary a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I kind of experience the power of the Holy Spirit. Actually, I do. And by faith, I perceive it at Mass, every Mass. In 1 minute, I'm holding a piece of bread. And the very next second after the words of consecration, I'm holding Jesus Himself. At 1 second, I have before me a sinner in sin, and I say the words of absolution, and then before me is a sinner without sin, in a state of grace. And I perceive the power of the sacraments, and it's not really my power, it's the power of the Holy Spirit working in the sacraments. Catholics, we have to be a sacramental people. The sacraments have to make up sort of the rhythm of our life. Now, the Holy Spirit is not a dead spirit. He's a living spirit. He's the Lord and giver of life. And so He bears fruit. He brings forth gifts in people's lives. He makes us instruments of the Lord. And the greatest instrument of the Holy Spirit is Our Lady. The Blessed Virgin Mary is our mother and she's our model. She's the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She says yes to the Lord, yes to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes upon her and brings forth His greatest work that He has ever produced and ever will produce, and that's the Messiah. I tell people, we don't just devote ourselves to the Holy Spirit, but also to Our Lady. If you have the Holy Spirit and Our Lady, what do you have? You have Jesus, the Word made flesh, the splendor of the Father, His grace and truth. Our Lady allows the Holy Spirit to lead her, and in this she finds her greatness as the mediatrix of all grace, as the Mother of the Church. It's the same with us, that we have to imitate Our Lady in being docile to the Holy Spirit. We should ask ourselves on Pentecost Sunday, do we really allow the Holy Spirit to lead us? Are we led by the Holy Spirit? There are other spirits, there are evil spirits, maybe we're led by them. Do we seek to live by the words of Jesus? Remember St. Peter, a bunch of people left Jesus because they couldn't handle His teaching. They didn't accept it. And Peter was asked by Jesus, are you two going to leave? And Peter said on behalf of the church, to whom shall we go, Lord Jesus? You alone have the words of eternal life. So if we are allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us, then we should be seeking to know Jesus. We should listen to His words in the Scriptures. We should seek to let Him be the Lord of our lives. And in this regard, We need to have some silence in our life. When we have too much noise, too much distractions from cell phones, text messages, Facebook, everything, we can stifle the hearing of the word. Our ability to hear the word and to value the word of Jesus can be stifled by the noise of the world. We need silence. Do we think about the life of Jesus, his passion and his death and his resurrection? Remember, this is the center of human history, and it's the center of our lives. When we pray the rosary, it's a powerful way to meditate upon the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And we have to be in touch with reality. So if we are allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us, if we give the Lord and giver of life permission to be the Lord and giver of our lives, then we will dwell upon the mysteries of Jesus. So many things try to capture our attention in the world, and we have to allow the silent voice of the Good Shepherd inspire us. We have to allow his mysteries, which are powerful and which bear so many gifts and graces for us, to inspire us and to really to fill our mind. And if we let the Holy Spirit lead us, we will live a sacramental life. We'll go to confession regularly. We'll receive the Eucharist in a manner that's worthy. Now, sometimes today, in many places throughout the world, people will feel that the Catholic Church needs a kind of renewal, a kind of authentic reform and renewal. Now, that renewal doesn't mean you do away with everything that went before us. That's a real arrogance to do that. But what is this renewal we seek? The Church actually needs renewal all the time. Right from day one, it needs renewal. We saw that renewal in Pentecost, the Holy Spirit. These cowardly apostles become new soldiers for Christ. We need this renewal again and again. And what is this renewal? This renewal for each member of the Church, you and I, is renewal in the Holy Spirit. It's renewal in spiritual life. The moment when we say we're all set and we're perfect, we don't need to change and grow in our relationship to God and our obedience to Him, that's when we're in trouble. We always need renewal. One of the great dispositions we need to have in our relationship to Christ is we have to be open to conversion. We have to renew our life of prayer. Priests are constantly in need of renewal. We should feel every day it's a new day. I've been a priest for 10 years and I don't feel like it's 10 years. I feel like today I'm a new, brand new priest, just today. We have to live in the presence tense of the Holy Spirit, in living communion with the Most Holy Trinity. And so, brothers and sisters, here we have Pentecost Sunday, and we want to let this feast day really shape our lives. Let us imitate the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the Queen of Heaven and the spouse of the Holy Spirit, and really allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, that He may make us an instrument of His grace in this world. When we allow the Holy Spirit to move us and inspire us and to push us, then we can do great things for God and His people. We become an instrument of the Lord, bringing Jesus, His Word, His love, His grace, and His truth to a world that needs Him so much. God bless you.